later on, but I always liked the boys the best. I had a soft spot, I suppose, having brothers and then having two boys of my own. I always had a soft spot for the boys, really, you know.
Did you get a lot of exercise as a cleaner?
Oh yes, there was loads of stairs, loads of stairs. We had to go 1, 2, 3 flights of stairs we had to climb to even to get our coats off in the morning, and then we'd have 3 flights to come down, and we were up and down all day, and we had polishers to sort of drag up the stairs and polishers to use. Oh yeah, we had a good lot of exercise that way. Yes, walking all through the corridors and without doing all the work, you know. Yes, we got quite a bit, and sometimes I used to walk to work as well, you know, for exercise. But
Was your husband still working at the press?
yes, he was working there until he was made redundant. I'm not quite sure when he was made redundant now exactly, but the whole press, actual printing place, sort of folded up. I think they've got a very small amount of printing there now, but most of it is oh, can't think what it yes, there's no printing there now as such, only a very small amount, but this is a publishing, mostly publishing now that's going on there. So he was made redundant from there after working 34 years there, and then he worked at the local exam place in Summertown. So he worked there for about 10 years, something like that, and then he was made redundant from there. And now he works at St Peter's College in Oxford. But that's he finishes about 1:30, 2 o'clock, so he's home in sort of afternoon, so that's quite good. But he'll soon be retiring from there as well, so.